investment. You know, we wanted to do this. We wanted to do it right, and sometimes it takes time to get things to knit together. But you know, after we talked to Dale and Wayne quite some time ago, and saw their enthusiasm and being a part of it, that really sort of cemented things. And we started working together with the league on it, and it's really come together. Really come together well. Very pleased.
Well, as there is a celebration of history for you personally, what does the history of the Jets mean to you?
Well, I'm probably not unlike you know, most people in this community. I have vivid memories of Bobby Hull and you know, those first years in the WHA and those championships and being at the Winnipeg Arena and being a part of that. And as well, you know, those games that were so fiercely battled between the Oilers and the Jets and throughout the 80s. So I just feel really humbled by it, to be honest with you. I that video gets me choked, to be honest with you. You see those kids, you know, it just harkens me back to, you know, growing up in this town and how fortunate I feel I am to have got to play on outdoor rinks as a kid. And so it's a whole host of those kinds of thoughts that come together. And saying to my wife the other night, I just, it's sort of hard to believe that this has all come together. And playing the Habs last night on Hockey Night in Canada, honest to God, I woke up this morning, sometimes I feel like I'm living a dream, to be honest. So this is just more of that, really, frank. It's just very humbling.
Mark, what's the plan?
Yeah, Bobby's confirmed. I talked to him this week, had a great chat with him. I also had a great chat with Anders Hedberg, and who has in turn spoken to Oop. So they're coming, and they're super excited. And you know, we've talked to some of the members of the Jets alumni that have kept that group alive, and we'll have them involved. How we involve everybody and what capacities, it's not clear to us, but we'll get that worked out. I think the Friday night will be a real fun event. The dinner, we'll have our fans, and hope, you know, we'll have a chance to really get to engage in a meaningful discussion with all of those players. We'll have Ron facilitate that, and hopefully we'll get a lot of those guys up and be able to reminisce and talk about all their experiences. So, and having Bobby, as Wayne just pointed out, you know, Bobby's the guy that got it started. So he was really enthusiastic when I spoke to him this week, and I'm thrilled that he's going to be a part of it.
What's the plan for them?
I'm glad you asked. I don't have an answer for that, but we're working on it feverishly right now. I would say, you know, it will be not too far from now. We're still working with the NHL to scale that building. Remember that this is an NHL game. The actual game on Sunday is their event. So they're very involved in scaling the football field, and they got to come to town and do that. So I would imagine shortly after that, we'll be able to announce pricing and all those kinds of things.
Mark, what made October the right week?
You know what? Give credit to Derek King for that one. He's our ice maker, and Derek's been involved in a whole bunch of these outdoor games. Very highly thought of around the National Hockey League. He's made ice in a number of these games. He was in at the San Jose game last year. Temperature is about the same that we have in October, and he came back and said, hey, we should play in October. I said, that's a great idea. I didn't think the league would go for it, but they did. And you know, freezing to death is not novel for us and who live here, so watching a game in January didn't make a lot of sense, to be real honest, and I think the league saw that and they were pleased to let us play in October.
Mark, you said season ticket holders will be guaranteed seats. What about the 8,000 people on the waiting list?
They will get the first opportunity. So our share partners and our waitlist holders will fall next in line and get the next crack at everything depending on availability. The league takes a fair chunk of seats out of these games as well. So my hope is that we'll be able to accommodate everybody, but our season ticket holders and our suite holders for sure will get first crack. And then our share partners and our waitlist holders will fall in line after that.
What's going to be the economic imprint on the city?
I you know what, I don't know the answer to that. We haven't gone about that with that in mind. I imagine there's a calculation we can do, but we didn't do it for that purpose, frankly. We did this because we really thought it was the best way to celebrate the history of all things Winnipeg Jets, and I'm sure there'll be a positive impact on the city, and that's great. The capacity is 33,000, so roughly. You can check with Wade on that, but we're just using the stadium in its current configuration. So whatever that number is, I think it's approximately 33,000.
its timetable for getting the actual ice? Does it take a week?
A couple weeks. So we'll have the Bombers are great. We're basically they've given up 2 weekends of their schedule, and so it's almost 20 days. But they'll play on 1 weekend, take 2 off, and then the following weekend they'll be able to play again.
Can you just clarify the jerseys again, Mark? Fans just get so wound up.
Yeah, I would say, we haven't finalized, but I would look to see the NHL game, the actual Heritage Classic game. I think you'll see the teams wear what they wore when they came into the when they first became the Alberta Oilers and first became the Winnipeg Jets, and then the Legends game. Those guys will probably wear what they wore against each other in the '80s, something along those lines. Okay.